So, Iran may be collapsing.
Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. Is it really only the beginning of 2026? Because there's about a gazillion things that have happened this year so far. Earlier this week, the U.S. seized two Venezuelan-linked oil tankers. One of them had been traveling from Iran to Venezuela. Russia had even sent security escorts to the tanker. The U.S. forces boarded and secured the vessel before they arrived. The ship was allegedly part of a shadow fleet transporting oil for Russia, Iran, and Venezuela. This all happened after Trump gave the go-ahead for Maduro's capture and demanded that Venezuela turn over oil exclusively to the U.S., while also pressing them to dismiss agents from China, Russia, Iran, and Cuba. Somewhere, Kim Jong-un is disappointed North Korea wasn't included. In reality, what we're seeing is Trump's 2025 national security strategy put into practice. And contrary to what you might hear from the mainstream media, this is actually intended to wage Cold War 2.0 against China and its partners, not retreat from confronting them. Remember, this wasn't a fight the U.S. started. China and its allies brought the fight to the American backyard. They've done that by fueling drug warfare, weaponizing mass illegal immigration, militarizing enemies of the U.S., using Venezuela to fuel their war machines, and more, all in the Western Hemisphere. Let's also not forget that they see Latin America as a potential launching point for an attack on the U.S. Chinese state-run media proved it when they showed a war simulation in the Caribbean. And Iran is very much a part of all of this. The thing is, the U.S. and Israel have weakened it. Ever since the October 2023 attack on Israel, Iran's proxies in Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, and other parts of the world have been decimated. And Iran still hasn't recovered from its 12-day war with Israel. Or the U.S. B-2 bomber strikes on its nuclear facilities last year. Remember that? To put this in 90s video game terms, if Iran was the boss of an arcade level, they'd be blinking red. Iran needs to rebuild its forces, but that costs money, which is already tight thanks to international sanctions and government mismanagement, made worse by the UN's decision to reimpose snapback sanctions over its nuclear program. So the Iranian government decided to raise gas prices and increase taxes. Hope those religious institutions are well financed, because these incompetent leaders are going to need to pray they make it out of this in one piece. Because this comes amid soaring prices and a collapsing currency. Much of it thanks in no small part to U.S. sanctions and Iran's government mismanagement. I know, a dictatorship not being run well, where have I seen that before? To give you a picture of just how bad things have gotten, Iran's currency, the rial, was trading at around 430,000 to the dollar in 2022, which sounds bad enough. But now it's a new low of 1.47 million. I'm pretty sure at that point the paper it's printed on is more valuable than the money itself. Especially since paper beats rock, which could be helpful in the event of a stoning. Everything has become so much more expensive for the average Iranian. So when the economy took a downturn and the currency collapsed, it literally ignited massive backlash against the Iranian regime. And Iran is really paying for its horrible miscalculations. Recent social media posts show Iranian women now out in public without hijabs, in a land where authorities cracked down on women for simply not covering their hair. They were fighting for their right to party. And by party, I mean have an ounce of bodily autonomy, the best kind of party. Things have gotten much worse for Iran in the past 2 weeks, with massive protests all across the nation, with no end in sight. There have been protests before, but keep in mind that this is happening while Iran is in a weakened state. It has come to the point where people are openly saying, "Death to the dictator," and Iranians, raise your voice, shout out for your rights. These have to be the most extreme New Year's resolutions I've seen. These protests are massive. Trump himself is adding more pressure. Earlier this year, he said on Truth Social, if Iran shoots and violently kills peaceful protesters, which is their custom, the United States of America will come to their rescue. We are locked and loaded and ready to go. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I can't think of anything more terrifying and embarrassing than learning you're going to get murdered through a tweet. That Truth Social post came a day before news broke about Maduro's capture. With that in mind, I'm not surprised that Iran would want to amp up its air surveillance. You know, just in case. After all, Trump probably still holds a grudge over Iran plotting to assassinate him. Wonder why he's so sensitive about that sort of thing. Many in Iran are treating Trump's threats with joy. Heck, people have even spotted stickers saying, "Trump, Iran is waiting for you." And at least one dude was spotted renaming Iranian streets with President Trump Street. One woman even asked Trump to come to Iran's aid. I'm just waiting for them to shine the Trump signal. And yes, this is a real item you can purchase, proving once again you can find anything on Etsy. Seeing Iran weakened is just one piece of the puzzle to the US's reinvigorated efforts to counter China and its allies. Trump is working his way through a list of names like he's the bride in Kill Bill. But because of YouTube demonetization and censorship, I've had to cut back on the number of episodes I make. But with your support, I can change that. Click here to subscribe to my exclusive website. Your support is what will help me cover all the news. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching America Uncovered.